I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, am I happy that it's Friday?
Yeah, me too.
Friday. Me too. So great, the weekend.
It's going to be hot, though, all weekend.
Hey, who's the Debbie Downer
95,
now?
95. Who's the Downer? I'm just getting tired of the heat.
Who's the wet blanket? Who's the black cloud now? Oh, that guy.
It's going to be beautiful this weekend.
It's going to be great. It's summer. It's supposed to be hot.
Not this hot.
Yes, it is.
And the fires. Smoke in the air.
Oh, my God. It's the weekend. It's going to be great. Yeah. You know how many people are going to be tubing down the river? I'm going to shoot them with rubber chickens.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to have a good time.
Sitting in the river, there's nothing like it. You know, it's funny because you guys don't even know, like, the other world that exists at the river people. There are so many people at the river, you don't even understand. It's a whole different life.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you don't know about snowboarding or skiing or whatever.
Yeah.
There's that whole different life. You know, it's like the gym world. Like, yeah. we don't know the gym world.
Yeah. Well, I kind of grew up around a life like that. They had a lake life. There were a lot of people that lived at the lake.
Oh, they so make posters kinda, that say lake life.
Yeah, lake life.
They have little mugs that say lake life. You know, they have all that stuff. But it is, I mean, it is wall-to-wall people along the river. You can't find spots to park.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing but people and their families with inner tubes just holding on to them, just walking.
Hiking
like,
up.
Yeah, like hoping that somebody will give them a ride.
This is going to be a good weekend for it. It's going to be hot.
So nice.
Enjoy.
All right, so in case you haven't heard, I didn't hear this until today. Here's the headline, okay? I'm not saying it. It's just a headline. Taylor Swift is being slammed for treating Travis Kelce like a dumb, quote, dumb pet during lengthy New Heights podcast.
Oh, boy.
That's so not nice.
Her dumb little pet.
Yeah, right?
She probably spanks him or something if he potties in the wrong place. I do that with my pet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it says people are slamming. Listen, again, I will tell you, Carson put up the post that said, did you like the podcast? And every single person loved it. Yeah. One person said, I don't care. But for the most part, every single person loved it and thought it really showed a great side of them, that they were madly in love and that it was, you know, cute and adorable. And it showed sides of her that nobody got to know.
I mean, there were a couple times that Travis tried to talk and she was still talking. So technically, he was trying to interrupt her. So I guess I could see where these people are coming from. But overall, I thought it was a great podcast.
Okay, and so here's some of the comments, okay? Let's see here. The way Taylor speaks is unnatural, like she's a pretentious alien struggling to pass for a human. Another compared her to my know-it-all friend who finally got a thesaurus and tried to put big words into places they didn't fit. Another one says she talks to him like it's her cat. Oh, you're so stupid. You're so cute and stupid. Just a tiny little brain cell. Yeah.
I will tell you, there is a move that she makes during that podcast that I find a little, it's kind of putting him in his corner like he is a little pet or something.
Yeah.
Is when she grabs him under the chin. Did you see that?
Yeah.
She grabs him under the chin and kind of rubs it like, oh, good doggy, good doggy. She does. I do that with my dogs. But she, I don't like that move.
So you know what I didn't like about it, as long as we're going to go there?
What?
When she put that milk bone on his nose and made him stand there until she said, okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well.
Wait.
Hey, Jamie.
Okay.
And it was so obvious that he had a shock collar on.
Right.
Okay. You could see every now and then. It was so obvious. But other than that, I didn't see what they're talking about.
Nope. A body language expert actually said that they were cohesive, they're a cohesive unit, that they're very playful together, they're comfortable, that he adores her, he lets her shine, that he doesn't mind that she took the helm because, she's never been on that podcast and it was her time, and he stepped back and allowed that, so that showed that he's not like, macho man, right? That he's like, go ahead, babe.
I guess there's something also to be said for the fact that that is a football man show podcast. There's a lot of giving up just to put her on there, period.
Yeah, but it's big for them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a debut of her being on a podcast. She's never been on any kind of platform like that.
But people that are fans of that podcast, this was not the angle for them.
Well, you know what?
She brought in her audience, not their audience.
You know what it just shows?
What?
The future of the Chiefs this year.
The what?
The future of the Chiefs this year.
What do you mean?
It's going to be all Taylor all the time.
She's going to be at the press conference?
All of it.
Answering questions?
Yeah, exactly. So you're just seeing the future of this season. She's going to be,
I hope it is. I hope it is. I hope it ruins her season four.
Supposedly, Travis' brother, Jason Kelce, couldn't help but get emotional at the way Taylor Swift described Travis. I guess she compared him to enhanced color button that you tap to make a photo bigger and brighter. She said he just lights up a room and makes everything better.
Yeah.
And so Jason got all teary-eyed.
Oh, man.
Isn't that sweet?
That is such a lovely story. What a way to kick off the weekend. This story, man, I'll drive home happy.
Oh, my God. Let's hear. Dancing with the Stars fans are furious. They're saying, no way. Do not bring Hilaria Baldwin. I guess it's rumored that she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
She put it out there, did she?
Yeah.
Did she post something?
She put a Dancing with the Stars ? With a dance video.
Yeah.
And so it's Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria. That's her name, right? Hilaria Baldwin. And so she's sparking rumors.
Man, their show turned out to be a real turd, didn't it?
It did. Nobody's talking
terrible.
About it.
Terrible.
I haven't seen clips of it.
I haven't either.
I've seen clips.
I haven't.
I've seen different people talking about it, but it's not good talk. It's like, it's impossible to watch. He comes across like she could beat him up at any moment.
Here's what I would say. It started out with a lot of press, but I haven't seen anything about it at all. It's just weird. It's like it went away. Is it still on?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They did like four or five different episodes, but I don't know what happened after that.
Let's see here. I am 2 days alcohol free, and all this Taylor Swift talk is not helping me quit.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't do it.
We're killing sobriety everywhere.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'm seeing that show was canceled.
Was it?
Yeah, it says canceled due to low ratings and negative reviews.
Didn't they have like five episodes? Then it went away?
I don't even know.
Been bad.
Oh, that's got to be totally humiliating.
You go to Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's where you go.
My gosh, that's crazy. Let's see here. There was another thing. Oh, yeah, Pete Davidson. He says that having a big wiener really, really made him sad. I guess it objectified him, and that's all he was known for. And he, he's an actor. He writes funny stuff. He's a great comedian. He's hilarious. And all he's known for is his damn wiener.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's his sadness, number one.
Now it's starting to change a little bit, but no one talked about any work I was doing. They were just like, oh, that's the And like that hurt so much. So like, and they saw, I think after like a year or two, everyone saw how sad I was about it and embarrassed. Because like I was never on Instagram, like, you know, flexing that sort of lifestyle at all. It's embarrassing because, you know, first of all, it's Hollywood. Everybody's dating everybody. Why are they focusing on me? It's because I'm not Glenn Powell handsome. You know, I'm just this like dude that tells jokes that is a drug addict. So I think it was like the New York Times or something when I started dating someone that I guess they considered out of my league, which I think everyone is out of my league. But, you know, they were like, this guy must have big energy.
That's gotta be sad to read, like, why is Kim Kardashian dating this guy? Why is Ariana Grande dating this guy? Why is the Crawford girl? Why is, you know?
Yeah.
And you just read that over and over. You got to feel bad about yourself.
Poor Pete.
What's Glam? Terrible. What's Glam Powell?
Glenn Powell?
Glenn Powell?
Huh?
I thought he said Glam.
No, he said Glenn Powell.
Oh, Glenn.
Yeah.
Who's Glenn Powell?
He's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor.
He must be handsome.
He's very handsome, okay. Yeah.
Who is he?
He was in Top Gun Maverick. He's one of the beach guys that everyone was raving about.
Oh. Yeah. He's ripped and shredded.
Right. Yeah, yummy. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tell me trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, big Powerball drawing this weekend. It's huge. $500 million.
BJ and Jamie.
And that's Shaboozy. Whew.
Oh, guess what?
I'd love to see him in concert.
Guess what?
What's that?
I just read that we're 47th out of 50 for the safest places in safest cities.
Yeah, I saw the
Isn't
list.
Isn't that great?
Well,
47th.
Here's what I saw.
We're
I saw
almost last.
Denver and affordability. We're number 28, so that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's right in the middle.
It's not great.
It's in the middle of 50.
But yeah, we're 47th in public safety.
How did that happen to Denver? How did that happen?
Seriously.
I don't know.
I used to, like, always feel safe in Denver. That is a bummer. 47th out of 50?
Well, at least we're not 50th.
Well, there's still time.
There's three more worse than us. So.
That's good. Do you know who they are?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, yay.
No, I just saw the report earlier this morning. Oh, hey, have you seen these reports on these Apple Watches? This guy keeps posting on social media, and he says that the Apple Watch is causing a spot on people's wrists. And it's very concerning, according to doctors.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I mean, this guy posts this, and this is what he's saying, but I'm not seeing anybody back it up.
I mean, I got a tan line.
A tan line? But what kind of spot?
Yeah.
It's just a dark spot that comes up on people's wrists. And they think it's got something to do with the electronics and the way that it operates that's causing something that they're not calling it cancer, but it's pretty close.
The guy that you're talking about, he says that there's PFASs or whatever in there. Like, they're plastic chemicals that are bad for you. Forever chemicals.
They are, like, seeping into your skin.
Uh-huh. Yeah. See, I wouldn't wear that watch because of the cellular stuff going, you know.
So you're a little terrified of the Apple Watch.
They said that even putting the phone up, like, they're recommending people keep it on speaker.
Radiation.
Yep. Right, yeah. Stuff so like they that. Tell you to keep it on speaker.
Here's the guy talking about it. Now, I don't know if this guy's dead on or not. If you've got an Apple Watch, don't freak out or anything, but he is bringing up a decent point here.
So a little while ago, everyone's talking about how the Apple Watch had a bunch of forever chemicals on it that was like exposing people to way higher than normal amounts of PFASs, which are hormone disrupting and all this. But now on Apple's own forum and across Reddit, people are talking about this. They're looking at their wrists where their Apple Watch was, and there's a little spot or a big spot right where they have been wearing their smartwatch for all this time.
Uh-oh, Carson's got spots.
Do you have a spot?
You got a spot?
I mean, it's kind of flat on the top of my wrist because it's always clamped down on there.
Is there a dark spot
there,
though?
Dark spot?
I see a dark spot.
I see a dark spot.
You do have one.
Oh, you do?
Show Jamie. Show her. Look.
You have a dark spot.
Uh-oh.
That's where the cellular tower comes into your soul.
Why did we have to do this story?
I'm just saying.
I don't know. They say it affects your wiener, too.
Oh, no.
It affects your wiener.
That's what they say.
Who's that? I don't have audio
saying that. But
you just made that up?
Well, listen,
but that's what they say.
I will tell you, those 5G towers are, in my opinion, deadly.
They can go through anything, they, like
right?
The waves.
I am so irritated. We have one way too close to our house, and it really...
Yeah.
Like, we have no say where they are. Those things are bad. Those 5G... Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
We have
I've
one right them. Down there, too. They just put one up in our parking
Is
lot.
Is that the ones that are fake trees?
Yeah. They can be.
Yeah, yep. Ours are fake trees.
Yeah, some of them are, but yeah, some
they're
of them
not well disguised, folks. No, I know. Those are the dumbest fake trees I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but some of them, like that one down there, yeah. it's just.
No, I guess the difference is because I have a Garmin, and all that information comes through the Garmin right. also. But mine's metal; it's not plastic, and they say plastic's the problem.
Well, they're saying both. I think like the plastic is the PF, whatever you're talking about.
Yeah.
That. Plastic, you know, but your wristband is, right? Is your wristband?
No, it's rubber.
Yeah.
Well, that's plastic.
That's it. Plastic. Yeah, yeah that's plastic. The same. Yeah.
Yeah, but it shouldn't. I don't know.
It's still plastic.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know if they're saying that this is a problem and that only the Apple's a problem, is my point.
Well,
because that's all this guy talks about is Apple.
I know, but I think that he's saying we need to rethink about putting plastic around
like
your
wrist. Like the smartwatches yeah. and all yeah. everything that's coming that's out.
There was a study that said pretty much all the fitness like watches have this PFAS chemicals in their wristbands. Yeah.
We can't do anything.
We're doomed.
Just switch it out. No, just switch it out to metal.
Yeah. I need to get a new one anyway, yeah. so I'll swap it out.
Yeah, you guys can swap them out to metal.
And then there'll be something wrong with metal.
Yeah.
It kills you.
Or you get lead poisoning.
Get hit by lightning.
Something's wrong. Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Gonna happen.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man, the weekend is here.
Thank
it's
goodness.
Here. It's here. Weekend. You're going to the river, correct?
Yeah, and I'm also golfing today.
Oh,
golfing
okay.
today, river tomorrow.
Nice.
You're busy. What about you, Carson?
Going to the Rockies game tonight, and then I'm going to see Nelly tomorrow.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Getting crazy. That's our sister station's event.
Summer Jam.
Summer Jam, yeah.
Summer Jam. Who's going to be there?
Nelly, Ja Rule, Eve, and someone else.
Nice.
I have every one of those CDs.
I love classics. Come
I
on.
Love Ja.
Ja.
Ja Rule.
Ja.
Ja Rule.
Yeah.
You know Nelly.
I know Ja. Yeah. I know Ja Rule.
Yeah.
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 I remember that dude.
Yeah.
Well, have fun. What about you, Spadil? What are you doing this weekend?
There's a big UFC championship fight, so me and the boys are going to get together and watch that tomorrow night.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
And what about you, BJ?
I don't have any plans.
weekend?
You mind if I go with you to Summer Jam?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I'd fit in there with Ja.
Let's do it.
Yeah, or come over for the UFC fight.
Yeah, we'll be right near your hood over in Highlands Ranch. So it's pretty close.
I might slide on in there.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not invited to any of my stuff.
I got tons of options. I don't want to go to the river. I'm afraid somebody will push me in. I know your friends.
No, we're actually going to be in the river.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what'd you do that for? Right, we got to go. Right. You guys have a great day. Good weekend. Going to be hot. Remember the fire dangers. Keep that in mind all weekend long. And we will see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.